so forth. If you were asking who does that, you might say, who does the
laundry work?
And the steps that you go up to get to the door from outside, you call the
front steps.
And if they're inside, going up to the second floor,
the stairs.
And the area in front of a house, either with a open top or with a closed top, you would call the
vestibule.
Outside.
Oh.
I mean, outside.
I can't think of that. Portico. Is that what it is?
That may be one. If it might be the kind on a big old house where you just sat out in the rocking chair.
Oh, front porch, of course.
And would you? What about if it were across the back?
Back porch.
All right. Would you ever use a word like veranda?
Yes. I might not. I mean, we did years ago because they really were big enough to, you know, call it like you would a room. But
right. What about an area that might be outside that or partially open that might lead to another part of the house, perhaps down to the kitchen or the stove room? Would there be an open area with just a roof over but with a side?
Passageway, yeah.
A passageway,
mm-hmm.
All right. Now, here's one that I don't believe ever happened here in Georgia, but let me ask you. A damp cloth for wiping the floor, perhaps for rubbing a floor with sand. Do you know of such a term?
Wait now, a damp cloth. I mean, you're describing something.
Yes.
A damp
cloth. Does that ring a bell with you?
Well, I used a damp cloth.
Scrub cloth.
The floor? Scrub the floor?
This has the word here, a file cloth.
No.
F-I-L-E,
no.
Never.
No.
And,
but, you know, scouring is what colored people used to do to their houses without any paint on the floor, and they might use a little sand to scour.
Maybe this is where it came
mm-hmm.
from. Right, and if someone came in and it's a bit cold, but they left the door open, how would you tell them to
close the door?
And do you
please close the door?
All right. And what about the outside of a house that's made of wood and the
clapboard.
Clapboard. All right. Any other word for that? That's the only word you have. Are you kind of
mm-hmm.
here?
Mm-hmm. Weatherboard.
Weatherboarding
mm-hmm.
also.
That's right.
You'd use either one of
yes,
those equally.
Good.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I think I used to say weatherboard more than I would have clapboard.
Okay.
That's more recent.
Okay. And the instrument that you use for putting a nail in something is a
hammer.
And the verb that you use, he
hammered the nail in.
And do you have another one, the same word that you use, for example, with a team of horses to this?
Drive.
Mm-hmm. And the past tense, yesterday I
drove.
And I have
driven.
And the top of the house is the
roof.
And that part that is built in or suspended around the edge to catch water and then carry it off.
Gutters.
And in an area when you have perhaps gables,
mm-hmm.
the area down here, do you have a word for that?
Valley.
Valley. I didn't know that one. I didn't know that one.
Well, we recently built it.
Yes.
I learned more about it.
Yes. And the place where wood used to be stored, perhaps, are tools, a little room out.
The tool shed or the workshop. Or the
and the place where the wood would
the
be,
wood.
The same word?
You mean like
wood for the fire?
Fire?
Yes.
Oh, the woodshed.
Woodshed also. All right. And before we had bathrooms inside, what were the words that we used for the little
privet or the outside toilet?
All right. Did you ever use
the
word
chick-fil-a later, but